With Montana News, I'm Ellis Ju Lin. The last Democrat holding statewide office in Montana has lost re-election. Republican Tim Sheehy has prevailed over incumbent U.S. Senator John Tester in the race for his seat in the U.S. Senate. MTPR's Sheely Rager reports.
Sheehy, a political newcomer who's not held public office before, was leading three-term incumbent Tester by about 8 percentage points Wednesday morning when the Associated Press called the race in the Republicans' favor. Sheehy was endorsed by Republican President-elect Donald Trump early in the race and has campaigned on a promise to help push Trump's priorities. That includes tighter restrictions at the southern border, cutting federal spending, and bringing a business owner's perspective to the federal government. Sheehy, a former Navy SEAL, founded an aerial firefighting company in Bozeman, Bridger Aerospace. At an election night watch party in Bozeman, Sheehy addressed supporters and had a message for those who voted for Tester.
If you didn't vote for me, I will work to earn your support in future elections because we have to save this country, and to save it, we got to come together and figure out how to heal this country. We have to disagree better, and we got to actually move forward and stop arguing about everything. We got to make some progress.
Tester's tenure in the U.S. Senate included chairing the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee and Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. He was first elected by Montanans to the state legislature in 1998. He was then elected to the U.S. Senate in 2006. The working farmer held a press conference early Wednesday morning. He congratulated Sheehy.
I wish Senator-elect Sheehy all the best, because quite frankly, it's really important that we have good leadership in Washington, D.C.
Sheehy will join Montana Senator Steve Daines in the upper chamber. Republicans have not held both of Montana's U.S. Senate seats in more than 100 years. In Great Falls, I'm Shaylee Rager.
Republican Representative Ryan Zinke has won another two-year term representing Montana's Western Congressional District, according to a race call from the Associated Press. MTPR's Edward O'Brien reports.
Zinke's rematch against Democrat Monica Trunnell was called early Wednesday morning. By midday Wednesday, the incumbent won 53% of the vote to Trunnell's 44%.
You know, I was both proud and honored that Montana was able to see through the vicious attacks and focus on policy. I think both sides of the aisle know that we have to get things done.
This will be Zinke's fourth term in Congress. He says he looks forward to getting back to work to improve Montana's infrastructure, economy, and housing affordability, among other issues. Affordable housing was the centerpiece of Trunnell's campaign. During her campaign's watch party in Missoula Tuesday night, Trunnell implored voters to stay in line until they were able to vote.
So until that last vote is cast and counted, we don't know anything. Across the country, every vote will be cast and counted. And then, and only then, will we start talking about what the outcome is.
Wednesday evening, the Trunnell campaign released a lengthy statement that included this line, quote, "This election is not the last word, but an opening line in your chapter of our democracy story. Now, we the people must be the guardians of democracy. We the people must hold our elected leaders accountable and demand transparency," end quote. Reporting from Missoula, I'm Edward O'Brien.
Montanans have elected two new justices to the Montana Supreme Court. While nonpartisan, politicos from each party threw support behind their favored candidates. The new chief of the court will be Broadwater County Attorney Corey Swanson of Townsend. Swanson has not been a judge before. He was largely backed by Republican donors and calls himself a judicial conservative. He was previously a deputy attorney under former Attorney General Tim Fox. Swanson beat former federal magistrate Judge Jerry Lynch of Missoula. Swanson said after the race was called by the AP that he promises to emphasize the rule of law and keep politics out of the courtroom. District Court Judge Catherine Bidigari of Sydney offered a similar sentiment after winning election to the other open seat on the state's high court. Bidigari prevailed over Flathead County District Court Judge Dan Wilson of Kalispell, according to the AP. Bidigari largely received support from Democrats in the race. She's been a judge for 21 years and says she's committed to protecting individual rights afforded by the Montana Constitution. After the race was called, Bidigari said she hopes the High Court can continue to have the strength and courage to avoid being swayed by outside pressures. The winners of the election will replace current Chief Justice Mike McGrath and Justice Dirk Sandifer. Republican candidates won all three seats up for election to the Public Service Commission. This will keep the five-person commission all Republican, as it has been for over a decade. The PSC is the state agency responsible for regulating monopoly utility companies. Former State Senator Jeff Wellborn from Dillon beat Democratic challenger Leonard Williams to represent Southwest Montana. Former Billings State Senator Brad Molnar beat Democratic opponent Susan Bilo to represent the Southeastern District. The only incumbent candidate, Vice President Jennifer Fielder, won re-election against independent candidate Elena Evans to represent Western Montana on the PSC. Commissioners will be tasked with several large regulatory decisions in the new year, including requests from two monopoly utilities to charge customers higher rates, approval of Northwestern Energy owning more shares of Colstrip, and a petition to consider climate change as part of their work. This is the only election using the current map for districts, after a judge found it was unfairly drawn to favor Republicans earlier this year. Montanans voted in favor of enshrining abortion access in the state constitution. Abortion providers say it's a big win. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports it's given one clinic enough certainty to expand services.
Blue Mountain Clinic in Missoula has been spread thin as more people from states with abortion bans seek care. Tess Fields says her staff haven't turned patients away, but says care has been delayed because she doesn't have enough staff to keep up.
We are going to be increasing our operations, hiring additional providers to manage the surge in patients that are coming from out of state.
Fields hopes to hire two additional providers. That would expand telehealth services and the number of days Blue Mountain can perform surgical abortions. She also wants a staff member to focus on letting out-of-state patients know they can legally get care in Montana. Fields says despite the new constitutional protection in Montana, she still worries about continued political attacks on abortion access. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
Republicans are celebrating wins to the rest of Montana's top executive positions. That includes James Brown as state auditor, Christy Jacobson as secretary of state, Susie Hedlin as superintendent of public instruction, Bowen Greenwood as clerk of the Supreme Court, and Austin Knutson as attorney general. Knutson said this to supporters last night as early results showed strong support for the GOP.
What a great night to be a Republican in America, but what a great night to be a Republican in Montana. Thank you all.
For more news, visit mtpr.org. I'm Ellis Julin. This is Montana Public Radio.